Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Yeah, we're a little late today, sorry. Been a busy Friday. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 29th of September, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. What am I saying? 48 hours. Yeah, we didn't have a show yesterday. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. All right, so while we were away on Thursday, Amazon decided, hey, since the new show didn't have a show, let's give them some news. That news would be a whole bunch of new Echo products. First products we'll get started with is this new cute little Echo Spot. Looks like a, looks like a golf ball that's been chopped in half. Really what it is, it's an alarm clock on steroids. With this, you can actually make video calls and can be connected to external speakers via cable or, of course, Bluetooth. Now, yes, it's tiny. Not as tiny as a golf ball, but pretty tiny. 2.5-inch screen is actually on the front of the thing. And for all of you parents out there, particularly with newborns, it can also act as a nursery camera. Gonna have to wait for it a little bit though. Small as it is, it's still not ready for purchase. Actually, it'll be going on sale December 19th. How much? We're hearing $130. Yeah, that's an expensive golf ball. Other thing we've seen, of course, is the new Echo Plus. Basically a complete refresh from its predecessor. And now will act as your smart home hub with second generation Fairfield recognition and enhanced sound. The thing will be compatible with over 100 smart home devices that, of course, you can set up with voice without any apps, which is nice. Plus, it's only going to set you back $149 now. This one's available, though, pretty soon, actually, October 31st. On top of that, there was actually a smaller version of Amazon Echo that actually went on sale just yesterday. It's actually half the size of the original Echo and will only set you back about $99. This is basically Amazon's way of saying, yes, we want to be in your home. Not only that, we want to be in everywhere in your home, which is why Amazon's selling a 3-pack for $249. And you can get it in all these nice little finishes, too, including cloth and wood. Don't know if that's real wood, though. And of course, they unveiled the new Amazon Fire TV. And though, yes, it's had 4K support, now it's getting 4K HDR support. That's video that's basically 2160 resolution at 60 frames per second. It's also going to have Dolby Atmos integration as well, and an Alexa remote. Here's the kicker, though, especially if you bought a 4K Apple TV. This thing, it's only $69. Whoa, wait a minute, I think I hear people canceling Apple TV orders now. Hey, speaking of Apple, how about that Apple Music? At least 30 million people are pretty happy with it. Yeah, that's how many subscribers they got now. Yes, according to Billboard magazine, Apple has actually surpassed 30 million subscribers, and they just keep adding them. They actually picked up 10 million subscribers since December, and an additional 3 million just way back in June after WWDC. Basically, what this means, Apple has managed to actually keep pace with Spotify's growth. Now, yes, Spotify still has more subscribers, but Apple is on the way to catching them. Remember, Spotify's been around a lot longer. Regardless, though, it looks like over 30 million people are happy with it, but those 30 million people, we were just talking about those Amazon products, yeah, that Apple Music, that doesn't work with that. Gonna have to wait for HomePod. Woohoo. And finally, staying on Apple products, you look down at your Apple Watch this morning and go, holy crap, where's Twitter? And the answer is, we don't know. Twitter actually appears to have removed its app entirely from the Apple Watch app store. Now, Twitter's latest update was actually 7.8. That was supposed to fix some photo bug. Now, the app's landing page no longer references any Apple Watch support whatsoever. Now, granted, there has been a lot of people saying this app is crashing. It's basically crap. Though you can't complain. Why? Because it's free. Now, this be said, this ain't the first time that a companies drop their app from an Apple Watch. Amazon and Google, yes, two other rivals, also both killed their Apple Watch apps, and we didn't really notice much about that. This one got noticed because, well, let's face it, nobody uses Google Plus, and when's the last time you needed Amazon for your social media stuff? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Support the British Tech Network by sending in a donation. If you love what we're doing, simple to do, paypal.me/British Tech. You can also check out our website, BritishTechNetwork.com. That's where all lovely little stuff lives. Podcast, the blog, review section, so much to do over there. And if that's not enough for you, we're all on the social media places too. British Tech Network on Facebook and Instagram. At British Tech on Twitter. Not on your Apple Watch anymore, of course. I'm also not on your Apple Watch anymore. At Kyle Swagger, and our Slack room with our BTN community. That's where you really need to be. We'd love to have you. You can join us at britishtech.slack.com. The new show headed into the weekend, but don't worry, of course, we'll be back on Monday. We'll be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend, but until then, enjoy your Friday and smile. And thank you very much for listening.